a treasury of great hymns. In the 1700s in England, to be a separatist meant ridicule and persecution. Edward Perronet, the pastor of a small independent church, would probably be long forgotten, except that he wrote a hymn still sung around the world. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Hear the story as Bob Jones University presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelch. Today we're focusing on a great hymn to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Edward Perronet, who wrote the hymn poem, was a descendant of a French Huguenot family who had fled to England during a time of persecution. Edward was educated for the ministry in the Church of England. He served for a time as a traveling preacher, working with John Wesley and the early Methodist movement. Edward found poetry to be an effective way to express his love for Christ and to expose unscriptural practices in the established church. His outspoken nature brought him much opposition, and eventually Perronet separated from both the Church of England and Wesley. The two men remained friends, but John Wesley let it be known,
"I'm sorry. We cannot allow you to publish any of your hymns in the Methodist hymnody."
Perronet was past middle age when he wrote All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. It was first published as an anonymous poem in a periodical, The Gospel Magazine. The readers were impressed, and soon the hymn was reprinted with a tune written by a friend of Perronet. The tune was called Miles Lane, from the name of the chapel where William Shrubsole was the organist. Perronet's heart was so knit to this young man of like precious faith that in his will he left much of his property to Shrubsole.
"Consideration of that pure and disinterested affection he has ever shown me from our first acquaintance, even when a proverb or a reproach, cast off by all my relations, disinherited unjustly, and left to sink or swim as afflictions and God's providence should appoint."
The latter years of Perronet's life were spent at Canterbury, where he pastored a small, independent, strongly evangelistic church. His devotion to Christ was unquestioned. His dying words recall the hymn for which he is remembered.
"Glory to God in the height of his divinity. Glory to God in the depth of his humanity. Glory to God in his all-sufficiency. Into thy hands I commend my spirit."
The musical setting for All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name that we'll hear today, called Coronation, was composed by an American. Oliver Holden was a carpenter and a self-taught musician from Boston. One day, friends noticed that he was not at work. Thinking he might be sick, they went to his house. There they found him seated at his organ.
"I'm composing a tune to celebrate the birth of my new daughter."
Years later, Holden opened a music store and set out to publish a hymnal. Searching for words to set to music, he came across Perronet's verses in the Gospel Magazine.
"These words exactly fit the music I wrote for the joyous occasion of my daughter's birth. And that wonderful phrase, 'Crown him Lord of all,' suggests only one title: Coronation."
Around the world, wherever Christian believers gather to worship, this song is sung. The language might sound strange to us, but the music identifies it unmistakably as All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. If you have Jesus in your heart, why not join in as the Bob Jones University Choir sings it now? A Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson and sponsored by Bob Jones University. To learn about this month's offer for radio listeners, plus other helpful Christian resources from Bob Jones University, call toll-free 1-866-BJU-RADIO. That's 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Or visit our website at www.bjuradio.com. You may also write to us at Bob Jones Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. This is Charles Kelch, inviting you to tune in next week at this same time for A Treasury of Great Hymns, and reminding you to make melody in your heart to the Lord.